my best guess what's going on. This animal had come from the Philadelphia Zoo. Sloths are very difficult, especially when they're young, to determine what their sex is. And typically, you need to have some type of veterinary examination to determine if it's a male or female. So my assumption is that originally it was named with the thought it was a male, but under veterinary examination, they realized it was a female and got creative and went from Lysander to Sandy.
Now, tell us a little bit about a sloth. This is a big deal in New Bedford because this is the first female.
Well, it's very interesting. Somewhere in the last 5 years ago, with regard to social media, sloths have become basically internet sensations. The Buttonwood Park Zoo has a newer exhibit we opened in 2017 called the Rainforest Rivers and Reefs Exhibit, which is an exhibit that mixes many different species that come from the Amazon River Basin. So we have these large habitats that have monkeys, parrots, other types of tropical birds, there's fish down below and turtles. And it actually is well-suited for sloths as well. These 20-foot-tall exhibit with glass ceilings, we're bringing great sunlight. So we have now brought in our second sloth, and she will be eventually paired with our male sloth, whose name is Bernardo.
Now, tell us a little bit about her first few days there. I know you don't want to put her with Bernardo immediately.
So any animal that comes to the zoo goes through what we call a quarantine period to make sure she's healthy, not only for herself, to make sure she's not going to spread disease to any of our other animals. Now, we had two options. We could put her directly in with our male Bernardo, or we could put her in an adjacent exhibit to get her used to the habitats and rainforest, rivers, and reefs. We wanted to make sure she was completely comfortable before we put what would be a very interested male in with her. So we wanted her to settle in. The other thing you want to do is typically you're going to introduce the male into the female's habitat because the female is most comfortable in that habitat to give her a little more security. So we wanted to make sure she was comfortable with her home before we introduced Bernardo, who may be interested in her in many different ways.
Yeah, I mean, how long has Bernardo been there without, you know, essentially without a mate?
About a year and a half. Now, okay. Keep in mind, in sloth terms, how quickly time passes in their mind, God knows, because everything they do is slow.
I think I read somewhere that they move something like 40 yards in a day on average, yes. Something like that. Can you tell us, you know, A, why they are so slow and, you know, how they have survived this long?
So it's very interesting. Sloths in the wild typically are covered in algae, and the reason is because they are so slow moving that algae can actually grow on their fur. From an evolutionary standpoint, they have basically found a niche. Their diet they eat in the wild is, for the most part, low nutritionally, and to save energy, they have developed or evolved with this basically lifestyle that everything is slow. Their body temperature is the lowest for a mammal. It's down into the mid-80s. They go to the bathroom only once a week. Normally, an animal that size would have a 3 or 4 month gestation. Their gestation when a female gets pregnant is 11 months.
Now, what are some opportunities for someone in the public, you know, who wants to learn a little bit more about these sloths there at the Buttonwood Park Zoo?
Multiple times a day, we encourage the sloth with food. It's all voluntary to come down and get a snack, or if you will. And truthfully, some of the favorite times at the zoo is when we do quote-unquote a sloth talk, where the keeper encourages a sloth to come down and people get a close-up look. They really are quite impressive animals, and I think many people would say very cute animals as well.
Well, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.